Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Acts 10:38, one of my favorite scriptures, not just for healing, but for everything in my life. Watch out. How God the Father, we're talking Trinity right now, you're going to see, how God the Father anointed Jesus, the Son of Nazareth, showing He was a son, came as a man. He's talking about how God the Father anointed this just man, with a body just like you and me. He gave up His godly rights. All He had in Him that was godly was the blood, right? So how God the Father anointed Jesus the Son from Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost. And what did the Holy Ghost do? With the Holy Ghost and power. Then Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of who? Oppressed of the devil, right? Okay, I'm going to read it for you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Everyone say healing is good. Sickness is bad. Correct? God calls healing good. If Jesus went doing good, what was that good He was referring to? Healing all. Oppressed by the devil. Sickness, healing come from God. This come from the devil. It's from God. You say, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And just showing that scripture, and there's many more. He said in John 10:10, the thief, talking about the devil and all these false people, he said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. I mean, I can give you scripture upon scripture about sickness bad from devil, healing good from God. Okay. He says in the Psalm to David speaking, he says an evil disease clings to him. God doesn't do evil. Come on. James 1:17, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. He can't do good and bad, period. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. If He made you sick and then He healed you because He's the only healer, then His kingdom is divided, got to go. So I can bring you scripture upon scripture. These people who say God's trying to teach you something, just be patient and bear it. That's the devil telling you that. Don't be patient with sickness. Why would you be patient with anything from the devil? You kick that sod out. Okay, moving on. Now watch it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Now when the Holy Spirit comes, He's the power of the Godhead. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, He anointed Him, you see, with the Holy Spirit and power. And 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, now He that has anointed you is God. You've been anointed with the Holy Spirit, and therefore you've been anointed with power. Oh, come on now. All right, let's keep moving. The Holy Spirit and power. Then Jesus, went out doing good and healing all that were oppressed of El Diablo, the devil. Why could he do it? Because God was with him. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world? If that's you, give me a thumbs up. If you've said that, give me an amen or a thumbs up. I want to see it. How many of you have said, God will never leave me or forsake me? Thumbs up or amen, right? That means God himself, in the form of the Holy Spirit, is in you, because God the Father is on the throne and Jesus the Son is sitting next to him. Even when they stoned Stephen and he saw Jesus sitting at the throne of the right hand of God, Father and Son is in heaven. Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away, because when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Guide, the Healer. I will send him to you. It's better I go away because I will send him to you. So he went away and he sent the Holy Spirit. So who do you house now in your temple? The Holy Spirit. Who raised you from the dead? The Holy Spirit. Who got you saved? The Holy Spirit. How? By raising Christ and then giving you faith to get saved. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. The Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead also quickens or brings to life your mortal body by Spirit which dwells in you. Romans 8:11. And so now watch here. He says he went about healing all now, because he had the Holy Spirit in him and anointed with the power, and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Why could he do it? For God was with him. Well, now you were just saying to me, yes, God's with me. What does that tell you? If God could do it through a man, Jesus, and Jesus said, the works I do, you will do, and even greater works. Come on. Does that not mean that God that's in you, when you go and pray for someone, you're not going alone? If you're going alone, you better get saved. And if you're going alone, or you think you're going alone, or you think it's you that's doing this, you better get a revelation that nothing you can do worth anything is from you, yourself, and I. Me, myself, I. It's all from God. Jesus even said in John, he said 15:5, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches if you're saved. Right? Did he not say that? He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So now you've got the Holy Spirit in you, the power of the Godhead. When you go to speak to someone, to tell them about salvation, let the Holy Spirit speak through you. When you go to lay hands on someone, let the Holy Spirit lean hands upon them through you. You are the conduit. You're merely the method and the means by which you take the gospel. You speak the word, but the power comes from the Holy Ghost. He saves the people. He heals the people. He raises the people. He blesses the people. He brings the financial blessings in. It was him that healed my mother-in-law. Amen. I get excited. Why do I get excited? Because this is for me. You should get excited too, because it's for you also. Amen. Amen. All right, so we saw now, the four Gospels record 41 distinct instances of physical and mental healings. That's distinct, not to mention great multitudes, and they brought out all the people from the regions of Syria and all the people from Galilee, and they all came and he healed them all. We don't know how many were in there. Could have been thousands, correct? So we're just talking about specifically spoken about the woman with the issue of blood, blind Bartimaeus, people like that. We're speaking about them. 41 distinct instances, but thousands upon thousands of actual healing Jesus did. Okay? But remember, it's not Jesus who did it. Without the Holy Spirit, he couldn't do it. And the same with you and me. Without the Holy Ghost, we couldn't do it. Jesus was totally reliant on the Holy Spirit, not only for the salvation, but to raise him from the dead. All right, let's move on. Many more healings Jesus performed. Go with me to John 21. John 21 and verse 25. Praise God, we're getting somewhere here. John 21:25. Now watch here. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Did you hear that? He says, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Now, we're not just talking healing, although he probably healed paralytics. He cast out demons out of the thousands of people that came. It says he healed the multitudes. If each one was written down every time, if each one of the 15, 5 to 20,000 people that he fed were written down, if all of the miracle signs and wonders were written down that Jesus did, the world could not contain it in as many books as it could make. Think about that. And so 1/5 of the gospel accounts are devoted to Jesus's healing ministry. 1/5. Now that's talking about he healed multitudes. That's part of the 1/5. It's not counting how many in the multitudes, but 1/5 of the gospel accounts are devoted to Jesus's healing ministry. Watch out. Out of 3,779 verses, 727 relate specifically to healing of physical and mental illnesses and raising the dead. How do you like that? I mean, that one-fifth of all of the scripture in the New Testament is devoted to healing. My goodness, my God. Amen. Now, remember, I'm asking you that are watching by way of the internet, listening on YouTube, listening on Facebook, listening days later, wherever you are, if you're listening on traditionworshipcenter.com, makes no difference if you're watching it on TV, however you're getting this message, I want you, the people listening to the Word of God, because faith needs to come when the Word's preached, I want you at the end of the series to consider your verdict. I've got the information, I've got the facts, I've got the figures, I see what's written, I hear what's written, I've got all the information I need. Now, I've got the acquired knowledge. If I believe it, I'm the jury's out checking all the knowledge. If the jury comes back and says, yes, we believe this, I've got the acquired knowledge, right? Now, I apply that knowledge. It's acquisition and application. I acquire the knowledge and I apply the knowledge to my life by claiming and confessing healing over my body, and I start to talk and live healed. Amen. But at the end of all of this, with all the facts and figures you're getting, I need you to consider your verdict, you personally, not your mother, not your father, not your mommy, not your daddy, not your husband, not your wife, not your dog, not your cat, not your pastor, not your bishop, not whoever, not the president's prime ministers. You personally have to consider your verdict. You have to locate yourself and say, I believe this is the Word of God. I believe it's true. I believe God inspired these words through the Holy Spirit. I believe it took place. I believe in this healing by the stripes on his back. I believe God's the healer. I believe Jesus healed, and I believe the Holy Spirit is yet to heal. I believe it. And all things are possible to him that believe. I grab it now with both hands. I've considered my verdict.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8800.